It's season three, baby.
Season three! Well,
the best season is coming.
Literally.
I'm really proud of us.
I'm so proud of us. Mm-hmm. We've actually like got out, well, kind of got our shit together.
Kind of. I mean, we had a bit of a hiccup.
We didn't have our shit together. You might, guys might have thought so. Sorry, yeah. 1 minute. Welcome back.
Hi, guys. How long's it been since Christmas?
Well, basically, we started it in the October, November, didn't we? And the point was that we'd be ready for Christmas last season too, but then we
right. So last episode was what, November?
Probably. Lots gone on.
Lots gone on.
But we, so
yeah. Sorry about the end of season
we're
two.
Like,
by
actually,
the way.
Yeah. Sorry about this end of season two. We yeah. managed to.
Well, we kind of got halfway through, let's say.
Had a
and
really
then
good. The idea was that we was trying to avoid burnout, but we got burnt out.
Fully burnt out.
Fully burnt out.
And then I feel like life just came full force. And
yeah, a lot of shit went on. A
lot of shit went on, but we're here and we actually put a plan together this time.
Yes.
And we committed.
We've
I'm
committed
really proud
to the
of
cause.
Ourselves. There was a few hiccups, for example.
Sorry, I kind of might have done this.
Dan's to blame here. So we were all happy with season three and
ready
we were,
to go. We were like, set the date, loved it.
Set the date. We were just about to do the whole Instagram thing.
I had the fear I didn't press the red button then just looked at the site and was just like making sure.
Right, yeah. if that happens again. So anyway, Dan's like, right, posted the first episode and I was yep. just about to post like season three up and running. Here we go. At four. I'll just listen to the first episode just before I do so. Mate, only half the recording was on there. We just randomly stopped talking at like.
And Faye rung me and was like, Dan, is that meant to finish where it finished? I was like, no, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like, that was a bit of an abrupt ending. I was like, oh. And then we were like.
I was then going on holiday. So that, and then you were then going on holiday.
Yeah.
So then anyway, we're back.
We are back. And hopefully this episode
is going to be cut and edited properly. Listen, I've never been a techie person, but for some weird reason in this whole job role of mm-hmm. the podcast.
You've taken the tech role.
I've taken the tech. I got told I'm doing the tech role and I've learned. Anyway, I've managed it. But yeah. one hiccup out of the whole two and a bit seasons.
Two and a bit seasons. We can call it that.
Yeah, considering we managed to obviously not finish last season. But anyway.
I know. This one will be completed. Well, it is completed because we know that.
We know that.
We know
yes,
that.
We do.
It is.
But yeah, how you all been? Everyone's
God. Mad, isn't it? Well, kind of coming up to summer now, which is crazy.
I know. It's mental. But
I know.
We're going to have a nice little build up to, it'll be by the time this is all getting winter?
No.
End of summer.
End of summer. Late August?
Maybe. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. But anyway, today's topic of the podcast.
Nice way to start the season off, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. It's how to build a beauty business on your own.
On your own.
Because I feel like nowadays it's quite an individual industry, would you
say? Yeah, I suppose years ago. But then there was always people that did used to do the mobile or working in sessions and stuff like that. Mm. So it's always been. But yeah, I guess it's now lots of Lone Rangers doing their thing.
People
like
go in
the back of their houses.
Yeah.
Self-employed.
Vibes. Yeah.
So yeah, we've said to you guys how to get started. So.
And we're just, by the way, guys, we're going to act like we're experts here.
Yeah,
but
we're clearly not experts at anything quite right.
No,
only
but
certain things. But yeah, definitely not. I can't even get a podcast right, let alone like.
So this is kind of a bit of advice from what we've learned on the job.
Yeah, because we've kind of covered.
As your big sisters actually, in the beauty yes, industry.
The big sissies.
This is your advice from the big sisters.
Yes. So how we will start it mm-hmm. is. So going, first of all, you come out of college or you've done a course.
Mm-hmm.
What avenue do you want to go down? Do you
yeah.
want to be on your own? Mm-hmm. Or would you like to, I think it works like, do you want to be with people?
Mm.
Are you people or are you happy to be on your own?
Well, when I came out of beauty school, so I did a fast track beauty course and I just qualified in everything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I wanted to do. Initially, I was drawn into the beauty industry to become like a high-end facialist.
Yeah, I remember you
really wanted
this.
To do that. And then nails was like the last course that I ever trained in. And then my first initial route was just in a salon. I kind of thought that was the only
way. The natural progression, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose it's like you feel, I think it's the only way you can kind of, no,
I think you really learn.
You really learn.
Yeah.
And you naturally should get clients because you're also in a place, it was a hairdresser's as well, wasn't it? Or a beauty salon.
Yeah. So sorry, before I went to beauty school, I worked in a hairdresser's.
Right.
And then after beauty school, I became a junior in a beauty salon. Yeah, and that was my first time being in a beauty salon.
I did the same. I came out of college and went and worked straight in a beauty salon and did everything.
I think it was good though, because from where I teach students and beginners, I think one of the biggest questions people ask is like, one, how do you get clients? And two, a lot of people's fear is like timing wise, whereas like, I had someone else decide how quick my manicures were going to take.
Yeah.
And I had someone else promoting me as the newbie.
Yeah, because you're there for earning their money, right?
Exactly. So I do think for me, obviously everyone's different, but that was like a key part for me because...
Well, it's guidance, isn't
it? Well, it threw me in the deep end.
Yeah.
Whereas I think maybe if you then...
You've got no structure as yourself.
Yeah, and you don't know.
So you just go by that. So I think... Wherever you start, that's then your blueprint for how you work.
Yeah. And I think it also taught me how to be back to back.
Yes.
Whereas I think if I...
If you was just at your house and you had all the time in the world,
yeah.
I think you, which is not a problem doing that.
Yeah.
But you can slack. I've noticed with a couple of the girls that work for me,
yeah.
they originally was doing their own thing.
As in taking
As in
quite
just
a while.
Doing a couple home clients and stuff. But
right.
you get up, make a cup of tea. Do whatever. If you're halfway through the set of gels, they might get up.
But you might book out half a day just for one client.
And they're your mates.
Yeah, yeah.
They're your mates, first of all, right?
Yeah, 100%. So no, I think that definitely was quite a big thing for me. And then, I mean, I don't know who knows this story. I've probably said it a million times on here, but I then got fired from that salon, which was cute. And then that was the first time I was like, no, fuck it. I can do it on my own.
But then you had that back.
But that's why I think I felt like I could do it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because I always say to everyone who wants to go self-employed, I'm like, just take the leap, do the... But I didn't take the leap. I always say I was pushed off the cliff. Like, there was no my choice in it. But I just thought, well, I'm off the cliff now. I might as well see if I can swim. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can try. I mean, so...
So when did you start being on your own? Were you in a salon?
I thought I was going to go. All my mates at the time all worked up in the city.
Right.
And I was a bit like...
In beauty or...
No, like jobs in the city.
Yeah.
I actually left the beauty salon to go and work up in the city.
Oh.
I went for a job interview. Actually put my little pencil skirt on. Went and got on the train.
I'd love to see
you
in a pencil skirt.
Honestly, I'd done that. And then I was like...
For what? What kind of thing?
Recruitment.
Recruitment.
Honestly, it was the worst.
Really?
No. Anyway, we won't go there. But... and then what happened was my mum actually worked, it was in a gym, like a health club.
Right.
The salon within that. And then my mum worked on reception of the gym and all my clients were coming in and saying, where's she gone?
Oh, really?
And that's how I picked my clients up.
Right.
And I started doing mobile. So that's when mobile came around.
Okay.
And listen, you take all the mad hours of doing 9 o'clock at night. So I was doing massage and things like that.
Oh, so
and
you weren't just nails at this
point. No, I was doing everything because I had to earn money.
Right.
So it was just a case of doing that. But, I mean, how I gained my original way, and this is before Instagram, this is before all those types of things, it was word of mouth.
Mm.
And I was rago going into people's houses who I didn't even know. I couldn't even check them out who they were before.
This is what scares me about mobile. Like, I know I'm a bit of a control freak and I know I'm a bit of an overreactor.
Different now, though, because you're getting someone probably message you through Instagram. You can half a little scope out and have a little see.
I'm still on, like, stranger danger vibes. I still feel like I'm going to get kidnapped. I'm going to be locked in a basement with my nail kit and no one's going to know I'm there.
Not to be putting anyone off if you're
going
mobile.
I always think of, like, the worst situation and I think...
No, I know you do.
Do I know you? Like...
Yeah, it's a hard one. I mean... Going from experience a long time ago, it was quite, when I actually think now.
Some situations.
It was quite bad.
Yeah.
I leafleted through the this estate I lived on.
Leafleting nice areas.
lovely where I lived, don't get me wrong. It was like a new transformed place.
Yeah.
But I leafleted the whole different thing. And so these random people were then just messaging me.
Really?
And I was going around, and bearing in mind, I was doing massage at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like...
An intimate treatment.
But I was doing it because I was like, well, otherwise...
You haven't ever had a situation where it's been...
Difficult. I actually had a worse situation in the salon I used to work in than that. Oh. Long story short, was given a massage to a regular client I had all the time, a guy.
Yeah.
Rather large guy. And he was lovely. Mm. And I think he, from what he even got excited.
Oh.
And I clocked that he got excited.
Was he on his
He was laying
back.
On his back.
Yeah.
And then he sort of apologised for something. And I was a bit like, what are you apologising as if what? And yeah. I just obviously must have known what he was talking about. Bearing in mind, I was 20.
You didn't massage his belly, did you?
No!
Because apparently I was taught at beauty school that you're not allowed to massage
and
man's
belly. And they're in a fight. No, I was just thinking, he must have been obviously nodded off and dreamed. I don't know. I'm obviously good with my hands. That's not my problem.
Look good in a therapist outfit.
And that was it. Anyway, I left the room. I was like, okay, no problem. I'm going to go. Left the room. And then he paid and left. And I never saw him ever again.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, that was that. We're getting off the tangent of what we were talking about. Yeah. But
hopefully no one gets that excited over
No. But
So.
Let's say the pros and cons of these.
I was going to say, question to you as a mobile tech.
Yep.
What are, one, first of all, do's and don'ts?
Do's and don'ts of being a mobile nail tech. Do. Put your kit every night away in your house. Have it in a boot of a car and away. Have nothing on show because my kit got stolen from my car one time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was.
Sorry, don't leave it in the boot of your car.
Leave it in the boot of your car, obviously, when if you're going to go so no to the shop or something. Right, so yeah, no one can see it.
Yeah.
And yeah, like never, ever leave it on display. Mm. It was a silly trick. It was a silly mistake of mine.
Mm.
But whatever. And my whole kit got nicked. And that doesn't really cover on your insurance. It was just like, it was so heartbreaking.
Did you have insurance?
I had insurance. I had beauty insurance, but it was like it never covered for that.
Oh.
And it was like untold stuff, you know, like, and just annoying.
Yeah.
And it was all kit. So that got taken. So yeah, and always at night take your kit inside and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just they're just people probably be a bit more smarter than me back then. But anyway, careful who obviously you're going to.
Mm.
Your money is your money. You pay no rent. But you obviously have to obviously do petrol and charge the right price.
Yeah.
Because I never charged. I was £25 mobile.
Because this is something that I kind of learned recently, but I always thought that being a mobile tech, again, this is purely what I just thought. I'm not saying this is fact.
Yeah.
But I always thought like, oh, it's a bit shit being a mobile tech, as in like, the treatment isn't as luxe.
No, but then actually, now it's actually house calls have become a luxe thing to have.
It's actually more luxe. So if anything, I was kind of not charging as much.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't have this beautiful salon that you could come to.
See,
and
I
don't
never
have
thought of it like that. I
but now I'm like,
just,
now
I'm doing you a favour because I'm coming to you, but not in the respect of you should be paying me more because I'm coming to you.
But now I see it as it's a luxury.
Yeah,
that
to have
I,
it at your home.
To have it at your home. Again, the client doesn't have, it sounds silly, the client doesn't have to pay for parking.
No.
The client can look like shit. No. The client can have their kids running about the house.
Yep.
Again, obviously, if you
be
want to
be prepared.
That,
if you're going to be doing house calls, mobile. That's obviously, I'm saying mobile like as if you're driving.
Mm.
Obviously, this counts for like house calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay, charge your worth.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Plan your journeys well.
Yeah.
If you're driving, plan your parking.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, it is. I think I've done it for so many years.
Mm.
To think now that for me to have done that every day, all day, I don't know how I did it.
I don't think I could.
I don't. I used to do, as I said, I just genuinely don't. But there's nothing wrong with anyone that is doing it.
Yeah, no.
Unreal. I just think now maybe
it's work.
Older. I grafted.
Mm.
Christmas was mental, but then I did used to base myself at home at Christmas. Because
can I ask, how would you say it to clients? Would you say I can get there for about one-ish?
I would.
If you turned up early, you would start early.
In a way, I'd be quite clever planning my journey. So, like, I'd say I had a load of people in Chigwell. If I knew another client, say I had one person in Chigwell in the morning, but then I had someone in Buckersdale. Sorry, guys, you don't probably know the areas, but it's a little neighbouring area to it.
Yeah.
It would kind of work.
Right.
But when it was an evening client and it was certain places,
yeah
you couldn't. But I was doing them in like an hour and 15 minutes and including a journey.
Mm.
My nails, they must have been, listen, I obviously done all right, but my nails must have been shit. Sorry. But they must have been. But then now it's like over times.
Yeah.
I take my time because I now take pride in my work. I never not did, it was a job, whereas
no,
now.
No, but nails are different.
Nails different. There wasn't all the things that you can learn and do courses. I got taught what I taught.
Yeah.
There was no one to follow.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Yeah.
So it was a long time ago. Mm. It felt a long time ago anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, and as well, I was lonely.
Really?
I was lonely. So
that was probably one of the don'ts then.
Yeah, it was lonely. Like come Christmas, I'm running around like a headless chicken, doing everything and going to everybody and doing nails, but I'm working like a lunatic to keep my money up.
Mm. Did you have any mates in the industry at that point?
No.
Really?
None. That's none. Bad, it's lockdown that actually made me more, you know, because I sort of was like, I think, because there was no one.
Were
really
you mobile then. Up until, you were mobile.
Yeah, I was up until lockdown. I was like, even when after, weren't I?
Yeah.
Because the salon came September 2020.
Yeah.
But it was more, it weren't like that then.
Yeah.
Weren't like that then.
Yeah, no.
You knew of other nail techs, but you didn't like, I didn't really, actually, when I think about it now, I didn't even know of many other nail techs.
Really?
No, not at all. It's mad now, isn't it? Mad. Because lockdown made a community come together, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, very much so, anyway.
Yeah.
But I did, I think it's very lonely, very, very lonely. But is the difference of now having a salon, I have to, and this is obviously the same goes for people who are going to rent from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You now have the worry of paying rent, overheads, all your overheads.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got the luxury of that you can fit more clients in a day.
Mm.
You ain't travelling.
Yeah.
But then you're also...
Question. You now, do you prefer being in a salon to over mobile? And would you ever go back to mobile?
I always say, if the salon had to shut tomorrow, it wouldn't be the end of the world because I'd have to go back being mobile. Okay. Or go and plot myself somewhere.
Right.
And I will be there.
I was going to say, would you rather now rent a space in someone else's salon? Not saying anything, not putting any bad voodoo on the salon.
No, I always know whatever life will throw at me. The salon was never a plan. Everybody, I'm sure we've discussed this many times. The salon was never a plan.
Mm.
I think personally, it's what life throws at you. And as I said, if that shop had to shut tomorrow, I know I'd be okay.
Yeah.
That's how I always see it. And I think that's always a nice backing thought in my mind.
Yeah.
Even if anyone, say, for example, was in their salons, in their, like you, for example, you was in your lovely lodge and now you've branched out and now you're doing Mayfair and renting somewhere. But say that all went tits up. It's not going to, but it did.
Yeah.
You know full well you could probably get somewhere else or just go back to the lodge.
Go back to you, Dan.
Or come back to me. But do you know what I mean? But do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I think you've always got to think, it's always going to be all right.
And I think that's one of the nice things about nails is that you're never going to become, it's redundant in the right word? What's the word when like your job isn't a job anymore?
You get made redundant.
Yeah, redundant is the right word.
You can tell we don't work in the city.
Yeah, no.
Even though I tried for a whole second.
Yeah, she looked great in that pencil skirt.
Oh, God.
But everyone's always going to want a beauty treatment.
Yes.
Whether that's nails, whether that's... You're always going to have a client. Yeah. And if it's not in a salon, you'll always hopefully maybe be able to go to someone. You know, there's loads of options. Yeah. And
I think the do's and don'ts of this, like where we were saying, equally... works out?
Yeah, it's 50-50.
It is 50-50.
And I think it's then like...
And you've always, as we said, it's lovely that we can always fall back on what?
I was going to say, I think you've just got to find your 50 that you like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like...
We are fortunate because you always, even if you don't have a baby or like something, you could always still go and do your 3-4 clients that are your regular.
Yeah.
And you've got that. It's,
yeah.
We're fortunate in the job that you've got a trade and it will always stay with you.
Yeah, because so for me,
Do you worry about paying the rent now? In London?
So with the Mayfair residency, I don't see that. I see it like my tax. I don't see that as my money.
Right.
So I don't get upset over it.
No.
I'm like, I just have to pay this.
Yeah.
Like, this money was never mine anyway. Don't see the figures and think, oh.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. It's a hefty amount she's paying.
Do you... So this was one of the other things. It's now is timed perfectly.
Mm.
Do you then say, okay, and then you put that straight aside? Because some people, obviously, like, there's some people that would just have the money come through, whether it's monthly or whether they paid, obviously, some people would be weekly or daily.
Yeah.
put that money aside so it doesn't feel like a bill at the end of it? Like, do you pay monthly or do you pay daily?
I pay monthly.
Yeah.
And so even today I've just paid, I've got the invoice through today and I paid it straight away. Yeah. I have 2 weeks to pay it.
Yeah.
I just pay it the first day.
But do you at the end of each day think, right, well, that's because she does you like a daily rate, doesn't she?
Yeah, so I have a daily rate and also an hourly rate, yeah, just for whilst I'm starting, because I was like, oh, it's quite a lot if I'm...
This is nervy.
Yeah,
it?
So...
Like, what if you don't feel it, then what happens?
So one of the things that I negotiated was like, I was really nervous that if I was only working, say, like half a day, I then had to pay like a full day's rent. And I was like, then I literally don't profit at all. No. Like... Let's just say everything's like 50-50. Like what I earn is 50. The rent is then 50% of that.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, if I'm only working half the day, I've then got to pay the rest and I've gone home with nothing.
Yeah.
Like in my head with Mayfair and any sort of renting, if I've made a profit with that, obviously Mayfair for me is only one day a week. So I see Mayfair for me more as a networking opportunity.
Yeah.
And having a London base helps me to network, yeah, because being outside of London is fine. But obviously, if you meet everyone who works in London, they're not going to then travel too far out of London.
No.
So it's just an... And
it's not to say they wouldn't, but as well. No, but it's, yeah, everything's at ease, isn't it?
Exactly. And so, yeah, that was kind of like my networking thing. And it's one day a week and... Yeah, as long as I'm going home with money in my pocket, then I'm fine. Like,
yeah,
I'm not...
It's, yeah.
It's not necessarily, how can I say it, financially benefiting me more than working in my lodge.
Because you've got to look at it.
Because then I've got the rent to pay.
You've got rent.
Exactly.
You've got your travel. By the exactly. time you go and have a nice bit of lunch somewhere.
Yeah, God, jam in the juice. Jesus Christ. My first week, I was like, yeah, let's go Joe and the
yeah,
juice.
Go flossing.
That soon had to change. Jesus. I was like, well, I'm bringing my own packed lunch here. I'm rinsed here. Yeah.
These, but again, this is where the do's and, sorry, the pros and cons.
Yeah. So that's what I really was like, oh, wow. Like, and yeah, I mean, well, it's one of them things as well that if, say, if I'm not fully booked and I've got a client at 10 a.m. in the morning and my next one isn't till, say, like, I don't know, 3 or 2.
Yeah.
I'm then spending that time in London and honey, you can bet yourself I'm spending money within that
it's
time.
Dangerous.
It's so dangerous. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything. Might as well pop to Selfridges or might as yeah. well pop to there and pick up this. And then by the time of it, I was like, I've actually just spent all my earnings today what just from it? In my lunch break. Like, so that's definitely something that I've learned. I love working from home though.
I know.
I love it. And I, do you know what? It's so funny because as much as I love to be a London girl, I'm such a homebody. Like, I'm nice, such a homebody.
But it's nice because you can do the bit of both.
Exactly, yeah. I That's love to same, dip my toe in it. Yeah. yeah.
It's the same with me. Like, I've got a call on, a house call on Monday.
Mm.
It's nice to get, when I did it, I was like, oh, I actually missed this.
Really?
Because I'm always based, and I always remember the day I first ever worked in the salon and it opened, I remember thinking, oh, I can't pop. I've got to be here. I can't pop to the post office. I can't. Yeah. And I remember thinking, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, oh my God, I can't go wherever. Like, I'm here now. Whereas when I was obviously mobile, going from A to B, I could pop and see your mate, have a quick coffee, do whatever. You don't. So
I find that at home. Because when I'm at home, even if, say, like, I don't know, I might finish a client early and I've got half an hour. You can't go out in half an hour because you've got to be back. And I was like, half the time you're like, oh, I'm actually just indoors.
Yeah.
But then part of me loves that. Like, I love being at home. So, yeah, I mean, what would I say the do's and don'ts are? I'll say first for renting. I mean, I obviously not only have I rented at Mayfair, I've also rented at Dan's beautiful salon. I was her first employee.
You was indeed.
I was. And... yeah, I mean, luckily, I got on with you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, because you come, it was obviously the first time I said, well, what would you, this is another good thing to actually cover. If you as a person are going to think to go to a salon or want to go and be, whether you want to be employed.
As in, are you talking me coming to you?
Yeah, so say like, let's talk about that. So you said to me about renting. And I was like, okay. I'd obviously never done this before, but maybe we'll go like
neither
of us.
Neither had I. Yeah, neither did
but
I.
But I sat and said to you, I was like, okay, what do you think works for you? You wanted a rent. So he was like, okay. And you came back at a price with me. Mm-hmm. And you said, that's what worked. And I said, okay, that's fine. You were then my guidance. Okay, well, if people were to rent, this is how it would be a legit way. Because at the same time, you can't overcharge because obviously then what are you earning?
Yeah.
But then do you then go in to the employer and say, I could do commission base, rent base, employment base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did a day rate.
We did a day rate, didn't we?
Yeah.
Whereas what's the better option is, again,
I mean, it's...
I think it's...
Well, it depends on the person. And it depends, because I find that you potentially probably would have earn more if it was a commission thing.
Of course you would. But then how does it work? Do you then...
But then it's
bring
very...
product?
Yeah.
Do you part of the booking system?
But it's then very confusing to figure out that, like, we just did, this was that,
you
set
bought
time.
Your stuff, set time,
and it was
set
just
price.
Every month.
You transferred
it
over.
Yeah, we didn't have to, like, go, okay, so how many clients have you had today? How much did that cost? Right, 25% of that is
That was quite... But that's what I mean. So for...
Question... If someone wanted to rent a desk from you, as in the way I did,
now
would you keep it to the way we did it, or would you change it?
No, I think I'd keep it to the way we did it.
Sweet and easy.
Because then that's your business, that's your book, that's your diary, that's your product. You do, it's all you.
Yeah.
Whereas it's different for
so
now.
So just for some context, I was basically me, just located at Dan's.
Yeah.
So I bought my own product. I had my own booking system. Yes. I didn't.
You were
really
in
need
charge
client
of your own
base.
Everything. All you had to do.
Was just turn up and say hello.
Rent the space.
Yeah.
And you use obviously bits and pieces. And even if there was sometimes you were like, oh, Dan, have you got this colour?
Of course. If a client was like, oh, I like the colour, she's just walked out. And I was like, I don't have that colour, Dan. Can I?
Yeah, you know.
that was always calm.
But no, I think again, it's what you just said. It works for you. Like,
I think
you
it works
be...
as well because you're a nice person. do you know what I mean? Like, we got on. So, like, it was never going to be.
No, it was never going to be.
Yeah.
But I think, I think in all, what we've spoke about, you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Mm.
As in, yeah, you'll have overheads, as in rent. Yeah, you have to buy your own product or whatever. But at the same time, you're on your own.
I miss it though, I must admit.
Yeah.
I really miss it. And I was thinking to myself the other day, because where I've decided to rent in Mayfair, I'm still my own person in my own room.
Yeah.
So it's not different for me.
I know you're own though, because obviously clients are coming in, but you are on your
own. I am totally on my own. And you can't talk to clients the way you talk to other nail techs.
No.
You are professional and you are this, but then it's different, how can I say it? I wouldn't say no to working in a salon again.
No.
I would always be me in the salon.
Yeah, no.
But I wouldn't, I like that group community.
It is a nice thing. You just
it's lovely.
You every day. We honestly have so much banter.
I was going to say, even coming into the salon before, Dan drove to the podcast, so I popped into the salon. You're right, Faye, you're right.
It's just so nice.
I think
as much as I sometimes think, oh, do you know what? I was better off being on my own. Mm. That's when days are stressful and days are whatever. And I just think, oh, what's it all about? But you know what? Would I take it and would I change it? No, I wouldn't. Because then I'd think I'd be on, again, there's nothing wrong with being on your own. You might want to be that.
Yeah.
But it is... For me, my life changed where I was on my own and then I was then with people, which got very weird, me being with people, other nail techs, because I always done it alone.
Yeah.
It's actually so nice to now I'd find it weird being
alone
again.
Yeah. And that's what I feel, because I've had the community of you lot. Now, sometimes I think, oh, yeah, I miss them on a Saturday.
I mean, you're still on the group chat, but you just
don't. I'm still there. Yeah, no. Honestly, I'm like, Dan, can you just update me? Because what the hell was going on in the group chat?
But going back to actually last little, I remember thinking about this the other day.
Mm.
Being mobile and obviously going to people's houses. Now, you obviously had your lodge at the house, your house in the back garden.
Mm.
Some people obviously have a studio set up inside their house, maybe just on their kitchen table.
I used
whatever.
To do it inside my
so you
house.
You did. Would you be paranoid about cleaning and stuff? And making sure there was no dirty washing in the washing bowl and stuff.
Yeah.
I know you're at home with your mum and dad, but
Well I used to do it from my bedroom.
Did you?
Yeah. And it was really awkward for me because I'm a messy person. I'm really like, I'm like organized chaos. And I have never cleaned my room so religiously in my life. And it's really weird. And bless, okay, so my mum's just become a waxer. And we haven't got a spare room that you can just transform. So she's doing it in like my brother's bedroom.
Oh my God.
So like, but it's a boy's room. Like it's got, just for some reference, it's got like a 7-foot red Indian canvas on the wall, like kind of like blue walls. Oh, like it's a boy's room.
A boy's room.
Yeah. And she said to me the other day, she was like, and I really didn't want to crush her, James, I felt so bad. She was like, oh, do you think I should like start putting flyers out and start doing this? And I said, I'm really sorry, mum, but like someone's got to tell you, like if a stranger walked into that room... I think they would be like, what the fuck? Where am I? Oh. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not saying don't do it, but I said, before you do it, paint the walls and make it look like a beauty room.
Yeah, turn it into a beauty
room. Turn it into a beauty room.
Even so if you just went and there was a bed there, like as in a lay down.
Well, she's got one of them really, you know, like those Japanese wicker dressing room.
To cover of thing.
To like section it off. So you can't actually see the bed when you walk in. But I was like, mum, like, I've got to tell you it. Like, we've become immune to it just because it's our house.
Yeah.
But I was like, from a stranger coming in for a treatment to walk up the stairs into this, it will be weird. Like, and I still get weird. So I'm now in my lodge, which is outside the garden. And that has been a saving grace. Oh my God. Being physically detached from the house.
Yeah, because then you go from the side of the house and walk through.
I know it sounds silly, but I feel like I'm going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know it's literally a 2-second step into the garden.
But it is.
But that is my commute. Yeah, and I'm like, right, I'm now in work mode. And when I leave the garden, I'm like, oh, I'm done. Like from work, I can switch off
from it.
To an extent. I mean, I never really switch off, but do you know what I mean? Like I found that I was working all day in my bedroom and then I was sleeping all day in my bedroom. I was like, I'm a hermit crab. Like I don't leave my bedroom. Like, do you know what I mean?
This is the other thing as well. Like you're at home and you're working. Again, it's not a problem, but you're working all day and you're in your house, but you don't ever leave your house.
Well, I didn't even leave a room at one stage.
No, you didn't.
But talking about the cleaning thing. So at the minute, you have to walk through my garage to get through the garden. I used to. How funny is this? Quite a funny story. I used to have clients walk through my house.
Yep.
And obviously, my house is quite open plan. So, like, if I was doing a late night client, my mum and dad would be on the sofa. I wouldn't want my client to walk past my mum and dad, like, eating their dinner with their feet up, watching BGT. So I used to have a doorbell in my lodge that I would ring.
I've heard people have that before.
Yeah, and then my mum and dad in unison would pick their dinner up off their plates, hide in the kitchen, allow me to walk through with my client.
Oh, I mean, this is...
But this was like the organisation that had to go through. So anyway, instead, now they just walk through my garage.
Yep.
But I get so embarrassed.
Well, this is it. But again, it's what works.
And I'm like, oh, sorry, mind the bikes, mind the boot sale stuff. Oh, sorry, oh, tripped over a plant pot.
Listen, I used to do it at mine and my mum and that would be there. Like, and they'd come in and it'd be like, we're having dinner and they'd end up having dinner, which then that's a lovely aspect to it because your client's really got to be part of you.
Oh, no, I didn't like that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Very I wanted much. To so keep
Kathy
it separate.
Used to get the wine out and also... Honestly, it's been a couple of times where it's got a bit.
Little boozer.
But honestly, and then all my clients still now like, how's your mum? Like, so it is... There is a more intimate side of things, like going to people's houses is more intimate.
Yeah.
Your money is your own.
Mm.
But then are you better off?
I think it all depends on what you want to take from your career.
Yeah, like where you want to take it.
Yeah, and also like what you feel comfortable with. You know, if you feel more comfortable going into people's houses than them inviting them into your own, do that.
Mm. Or if it's a money aspect of thing where you're just happy to earn the money, crack on, maybe you get your head down for a while and then doing it. It's just what you
I think
you do.
Do you know what though? One thing that I think probably we both can say we've done, we've tried each element.
Yeah. I never expected ever to be this side of it, but... Where next? I don't know. But it is, you're just like, oh, you know what? Come on, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Why not?
And I think that's the only way
you're always going to fall back into doing what you're doing. Exactly. You're always going to have your clients.
But I think that's the only way you'll ever know. You know, you can always weigh up all these options. But as soon as you experience it and as soon as you experience real life situations within that, realm,
yeah,
then you'll never know.
No, I remember quickly. I remember I actually did, I forgot, I rented a space from a hairdresser's and it was one bit. And I remember thinking, oh, yeah, it's nice. And, yeah, it was good because I was gaining clients. I was in one space. And I'll be straight, I didn't like paying the rent.
Really?
I didn't like paying the rent.
Really?
I was a bit like, oh, if my clients don't come and then if I'm going on holiday, do I still pay the rent? There was never really a, if you go on holiday or have a day off, do I still have to carry on paying?
Yeah.
You need, that's one thing. Be clear. That's one tip.
But I think that is from, that should come from the person, not the renter.
I do think, though, it wouldn't be a bad idea. You go in and say, is there any terms and conditions? Because because then they can never throw back in your face, well, hang on a minute, you've gone on holiday.
Yeah.
I still want my rent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're in out of pocket again and you're not there.
Yeah.
Or if you're sick or anything like that, like, what do you do?
T's and C's.
T's and C's. That's my biggest
bit
of advice, I'd say, when it comes to renting, definitely. We never did that, but it didn't really matter.
No. We're still mates now, so it clearly went well. Well, on that note,
welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. And I hope you've enjoyed this sort of big sister advice. Yes. I mean,
and I hope, listen, we've got lots coming up for you.
Yeah, really exciting season.
It's exciting season. Mm. And we obviously want your feedback.
Yeah.
When they start coming out and filtering through.
Yeah.
Tag us, share us.
Yes. And guys, please, please, please follow and subscribe to Spotify because numbers do
actually count.
For this, we're actually caring about the numbers. We want a little bit of love from the family.
We want to like do big things for you guys and we're up for it.
But we can only do that if you follow, like, and subscribe, guys. So get on it.
Welcome back and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Hope you do, you proud season
three. See you later, guys.
Bye, guys.
If you loved this episode of The Beauty Download, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Beauty Download. And don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Music. If you'd like to contact The Beauty Download for sponsorship or add inquiries, please feel free to either drop us a DM or email us on officialbeautydownload@gmail.com.